Tonight's shir simen taf kuf nun aleph seif aleph. Taf kuf nun aleph dinei shvua shachal tisha b'av leos besocha. The halachas of the week that tisha b'av occurs in seif aleph. Mishenichnas av mamatim besimcha. Shulchan Aruch begins in general terms of the month of Av. And we learn in the Mishnah and Tainis that when Av enters, we minimize simcha. If a Yid had a trial date with a non-Jew, he should try to get a postponement. The mazel is not good in the month of Av. Try to push it off. See Mishnah Berurah right here before we start the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Alf Mamatim Besimcha. We minimize Simcha in the month of Av. Ayin the Magen Avram. The Rosh Leimar, Magen Avram explains, what does this mean? Shein Simechim Boklau. There should be no Simcha in the month of Av. Moshe Kosva, Toysus Perkam, the Megillah like, Toysus in Megillah says. And the question of this court date, so Sifkan Beis, Lishtam Mine. He should try to get out of a trial in the month of Av. Adush Chodesh El. Mishnah Berurah says until the month of El. So try to get it postponed until El. Val Kolponim on Achat Tisha B'Av, at least until after Tisha B'Av. So this is the question. When it says, Mishnichz Amat Mesimcha, how long? Ein Semechim Bo Klal. For how long? Is it the whole month? Literally, it means the whole month. And Tistaka Shita Adush Chodesh El. But it says, Val Kolponim until after Tisha B'Av, and I think that is the more accepted approach, that we wait until after Tisha B'Av. He brings the Sharatzin from a carbon asanel, shom from the Zara Kaddish, that until Tisha B'Av is genuk, and it's generally the accepted practice that we don't go the whole month. We have Tisha B'Av till the 10th, you know, the afternoon of the 10th.
Tuba, huh?
Exactly, Tuba B'Av, exactly. So, to Lamaisa, we don't go the whole month. The Ramah discussed, what's the halacha of a bris during the 9 days? Says the Ramah, Mila shimer shchoidish at Tisha B'Av. What about a bris milah? As you're saying, we don't do simcha, but let's say there is a simcha. You can have a bris, you can have a bar mitzvah.
What's the shat? The rice and I get a drop.
So what are we supposed to do? How do we noik? Obviously, we're going to do the bris. The question is everything that comes with it. So the milah from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. No hagen, the minig is, shamoyel u'bal bris v'av yaben lovshim be'de Shabbos. The moyel, the Baal Bris, and the Avi Ben wear Shabbos clothes. So here, usually we say Baal Bris includes the Moel and Avi Ben. In this case, Baal Bris is exclusively the Sandik. The Moel, the Sandik, the Avi Ben wear Shabbos clothes, unlike anyone else. Al Balav Achi Aser. Otherwise, you can't wear B'day Shabbos during the 9 days. Afilu B'Shabbos Shal Chazoin. Im achlifin lebesh b'day Shabbos. There are more holes that even on Shabbos chazon you don't wear Shabbos clothes. Ki im hakasonis levad, just your shirt you can change for Shabbos, but not your coat, your suit, and so on. Avol parshin paroiches shal Shabbos. During the 9 days, you will put the special Shabbos paroiches up for Shabbos chazon. Im lo she'er Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos v'nit, unless Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, and the fast is pushed off to Sunday. Shas ain't person peruchs shal Shabbos. Then you don't put on the Shabbos peruchs; you keep the weekday peruchs. Or mi sheyesh lo nisuim b'Shabbos nachmu. If someone is getting married by Shabbos nachmu, mutar lilbosh b'day Shabbos chazon. If the oath of Shabbos is Shabbos chazon, he can wear b'day Shabbos. The Ramah holds they did not wear b'day Shabbos even on Shabbos. I do with the Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoin, but for a bris, the Bali bris, the Baal Simcha, can wear Big Day Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. Ubal bris. Hainu. Oysu Shatofis Atinok al Bircho Bishah Simila. The Ramah says the Moyal Baal bris and Avi Ben. So Baal bris is the one who holds the child on his knees by the Mila. Abu Hamachnis Vahamoitzi Atinok, the one who brings the child in and out. Shakur and Kvater, we call them Kvater. Why is it called Kvater? You know why it's called Kvater?
I found out once.
I heard it's a takeoff of Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather. Really? Yeah, the contract. Godfather, yeah.
The Kvater is the Godfather. Eina b'chalze. So that's not included. U'mikol mokom ha'ish ha'machnesa tinik noheg esosh b'di Shabbos she'ikim esosh l'maisa, the woman who brings the child in, she does wear b'di Shabbos because that's her mitzvah.
Wait, that's not the mother.
That's not the mother. That's the woman and the kvater combo.
So why is it her mitzvah?
Because that's her only chelik. The men have a sandik.
Yeah.
But so she's the equivalent of the sandik for the ladies.
Who says? I mean, who says she has to have?
That's what it says. It's okay. That's her chelik. That's her mitzvah. Sifkan dal v'aviha ben. Then you have the father of the baby, the imo, and the mother of the baby. And what about the proud grandparents? So in the notes, they bring those who are makled by grandparents. Doesn't mention about bris. Other relatives says not. Other relatives cannot be the Shabbos to the bris. But when it comes to bar mitzvah, they bring the grandparents. I see no reason to differentiate the bris and the nichnas of bris can come to Torah. If the babi and zaydi can wear Shabbos because of the bar mitzvah and during 9 days achara, they can wear Shabbos because of the bris too. So it's very limited. Then the Ramah says that on Shabbos chazon sifkan hay in machlifin, they don't change their clothes to Shabbos clothes. Vafilo ha-talis, that means talis as well. They use the vachandik talis. As far as shaving or haircut is concerned, when it comes to a bris mila, that you have to look in Shari Tshuva. If you look in the Shari Tzion, Sivkon Dalit, Shari Tzion says, Ubechuvis chasam sefer chayagor chayim samakuf nachas, matir lebal bris lesaper. Chasam sefer said about bris can get a haircut during the 9 days. But if there's an avel toshloshim and he's having a bris, he cannot. But 9 days, he can get a haircut. So even though the Mishnah Berurah, this is Ayin Shai Tshuva, in the Shai Tzion, and he says, Chasam Sofer was mekel. So let's take a look at this Shai Tshuva. Now Shai Tshuva, you understand, or you don't understand, Shai Tshuva was not written to be learned on its own. Shai Tshuva is comments on Ber Hetiv. And the Ber Hetiv discusses Baal Bris as well. And if you look in Shari Tzion, Ber Hetiv Gimel, who Baal Bris, Ber Hetiv Sekot in the Gimel, Baal Bris, Kasa Magen Avon, Nira Davka Oishav is Tinegal Ber Kosh, Asamil, the one who holds the child, is the Sandik, the Max, the Moitzi, is not included. And Koshkin Bishav Khatish Bakh Shimidina Asabash Bavanim Boshari Al Tamas Tinik, and certainly Shabbos Khatishabov is just gonna be the Sandik. I heard yes, it's I've gone given Mash Kasasham. Umid the low kosiv nami shemutaran the galay achmashma the asur. He didn't write that you can take a haircut. They only talk about this clothes. There are more, the whole discussion is the clothing. Why aren't there more discussion taking a haircut? Weiss the chois, it's awesome. Because of Arzura, Shahar Lozakin, the Oval Toshloshim, Loyal Yisakins upon of me, Shmuel Acher, and he says, Viter, that if the Moil is an Oval, Toshloshim, and he wants to cut his nails so he should be sharp for Priya, he shouldn't do it if someone else can do it. Vichainu Yigalech, Toshloshim, Bemila, and shouldn't get a haircut within 30 days for Mila. For Amal Kaz, Birdeshim, Sivin Shin, Sadi Gimsa, Gund, the Mutla Galech, Tzarch Ian. Hamas says he can, Sarachin. So he's saying that it's asur both by Avelus and by 9 days. Whereas Chamsofer we saw was Machalik, I am the Ber Gadol. So the Shari Tshuva.
And he's talking about an Oval.
Right, he's
comparing. In your day.
Right. Now, the Shari Tshuva, if you look in Shari Tshuva starts with Gimel. Shai Tshuva, like I said, is not a freestanding parish. I've seen some newer editions give it Alfiz Modaled, but in the classic editions, it's exactly like this. It's Gimel, it's going on Gimel. It's going on the Berhet of Gimel. He's always found the Berhet of Sifkotten. So the first one on our page is Dalad, going on Dalad of the Berhet of the previous Simen. And then it goes straight to Gimel, because it's Gimel of this Berhet of. That's how the Shai Tshuva goes. It's basically the notes on the Berhet of. So Baal Bris, I am Berhet of, look in Berhet of. Don't make a deek that the fact that Ramah didn't give a het that it's aser. He said, go the other way. He didn't say it's aser. If he's allowed to wear fine clothes or his Shabbos clothes, then get a haircut too, because Yantav Shalom. It's no difference. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, look in Shari Tshuva, he didn't say look in Ber Hetiv. Perhaita brings a svar to aser. Shai Tshuva says, there are those who say faker. You can be makel too. Or make a diik lahakel. Or machzik bracha, kasa b'shem Tshuva zera emes, shedaito le'esor tisperas of vish levana b'shuva shechal tish basecha. He says, taka aser to get a haircut and wear your fresh linen during fresh laundered clothes during the week of Tisha B'Av. V'hissig al apana me'iris and disagree the apana me'iris is leniency. V'kasa d'ramo lo hit d'rak b'di Shabbos lo levonim. The Ramo only said to wear b'di Shabbos, not even allowed to wear clean whites. Abba Shem b'nei Yehuda kasa l'esa disperas l'hat levonim. He is machalik. You can't get a haircut. You can wear levonim. Look in the machzik bracha. V'ayim etshuvas arnelam semen yud shakasa of Tisha B'Av b'yom mishna mila b'yom chamish l'fanav. That he says that if Tishah came out on a Sunday and the meal is the previous Thursday, so it's not the Shul Shechal Bo, and that's not Asa Medina de Gemara, so then the Moran Balbis can get a haircut of Chavon Amilam.
That's hyper technical. It was in 3 days. I mean, it's.
It means basically, what it's trying to say is any, as long as it's not Shul Shechal Bo, can make it. And that's how a lot of Sfarim bring it. So some Sfarim are basically saying it's Mutra straight across. Some are saying it's also straight across, and you have the pshara. The shvur shalchalbo don't. If it's not shvur shalchalbo, it's fine. Chacham Sofer wasn't machalik either. Shartzin is called Chacham Sofer said you can do it, but lamaisa there is this middle ground. And the Shai Tshuva goes on to bring a number of poskim that back and forth on this. Ayin pana meiris shehisig al ber heitiv shehevi mashkas biyodei shen sadgan lagliach kol tisporos haroish. The writer, the Berheta, says that the Ramon Shit Sadigimel said you're allowed to get a haircut with Tzarachin. What's the thing like a haircut? You're allowed to cut your nails. If you look at that commercial, the Levush never mentioned getting a haircut by an oval. He also says it's not talking about haircuts. It's going on the nails. In any event, he's going on right on the second issue. There's haircuts and there's cutting nails. And there's more leniencies for cutting nails than for cutting hair. In any event, it comes out that as far as the Baal Bris getting a haircut, we make this distinction, is it the Shul Shachaboy or is it the week before that? I believe the general will be Makel before the Shul Shechabo, and Shul Shechabo, Pasha is not going to make
them. Even though one can be closer than the other in terms of the actual number of days.
Right, depending on the year. Siv Katan Vav Mishneh Berurah. So the Ramah says, we don't change Bigdei Shabbos, but we do change Ketonis. Kim Ketonis Levat. Shein Leivish Al Pnei Hazeya. The Ketonis is worn closer to the skin, and it's there to absorb perspiration. Only times a mutal hachav gama pism kos, and you could change socks. Zamutra fila b'shabbos achabot tishbav, even in the week that tishbav occurs, you can wear freshly laundered socks and underwear, basically. And again, for many women, we talk about shells being the equivalent of underwear, and just like his ketonis was like up against the skin. Ubekilas kodesh vilna nohagin al piagro lubash big d'shabbos. Now the ma'isa, even though the Ramah is clear that you don't wear big d'shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, the Vilna Goin feared in Vilna that you do wear Begdei Shabbos. V'yesh Meshanim Beged Echad, some alter one garment. V'chein Kasev B'Yakov Emdim Meshem Av V'Goin, B'Yakov Emdim, of his father, the Goin Chacham Tzvi, She'tzarech Lubash Begdei Shabbos, V'Begdei Shabbos Chavot Tishbav, that you wear Begdei Shabbos Shabbos Chavot Tishbav, and that is our meaning, that we wear Begdei Shabbos. Se'if Katan Zayin Pereiches, they wouldn't change the Pereiches, according to the Ramah. No, sorry, I got it backwards. They would, except if Tisha B'Av came on Shabbos. They would change the Pereiches for Shabbos, but not if it's Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah says, not only the Pereiches, but what then Mapas and Miksos, they would change the tablecloths, and I don't know if it's chair coverings or other coverings that they had, they would be all Shabbos. Sifkan Ches, Mutter Lilvosh Bigde Shabbos for the Chosin on the Ofuf, the Af Avia Chosin Vakal of Shem Bigde Elion Shashat, called Chosin Vakala, and both the Chosin and Kala's fathers would wear the Beged Elion of Shabbos, the Kapota for Shabbos, the Kavit Chosin and Kala. Sifkan Tes, Bigde Shabbos, Umikomokam Begotam Chadashim Osin. Now they can't wear new clothes, they can wear Shabbos clothes, but not new clothes. Sifka and Yud b'Shabbos Chazon. When the Uf and Shabbos Chazon, they would wear. Afilu chal tishba b'Shabbos, even if Tishba came out on Shabbos. Aval avia chosin in lahato v'zil b'shum beged shal Shabbos. But we wouldn't allow the chosin's father would be the Shabbos if Tishba came out on Shabbos. Now, all of this has to do with the minig that they didn't wear b'gdei Shabbos, so who are the exceptions? But we extrapolate from this that if it's going to be a bar mitzvah during the 9 days, so quotes on the side from the Chazanberg Rebbe Shuvas Deva Yatsiv, that the bar mitzvah bocher could wear b'gdei Shabbos, his parents could b'gdei Shabbos, and he goes on to say even the grandparents can bring wear b'gdei Shabbos. He quotes this from Shlomo Zalman, and because b'nei banim having kabanim, and the the other guests, that's a different story. So they're all going to be wearing the big Shabbos, the covered the bar mitzvah. So by each of these types of simchas that occur, I mean, it's not that you have the ofer and you have bar mitzvah, things like that, bris milah. So as far as haircuts, we're not going to be so makel for shul shachabo. But if it's not shul shachabo, there's a shayla, would we let the bar mitzvah, we get a haircut? That's a shayla. He should get the haircut beforehand.
Yeah.
But
if he didn't,
that would be a din. And there's another shaila that I know comes up from year to year about making a kiddush for the ufruf Shabbat Chazon. And I know there are some who prefer not, but Pashat Halacha is that it's mutter. Halacha is mutter, what's it's a Shabbos ufruf, so that's like he's going to be to Shabbos. You know, a kiddush also. I don't think it would be also.